One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours. Christmas means that He came for you. He came for me to live in me. Hallelujah. To live in me and live through me.
Jesus Christ has given us life eternal. Jesus Christ has given us His name. We're not celebrating for nothing. I want you to remember the Jesus Christ that we celebrate today. Who He was and who He is. He was a healer of our sicknesses and diseases. He made salvation possible. He made it possible that God would live in a human heart. Hallelujah. There's a beautiful scripture in it's Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, from verse number 6 into verse 7. Oh, black dragons, gishavre helicosto shalamande gist, stregdosh kefastre higastages. From verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now I'm going to read that verse one more time, and I'll read it the way it ought to be, except for a punctuation in the King James Version and a few other versions where it says wonderful, and then you got a punctuation there, a comma there, after which you got counselor. And that's not right. The punctuation between those two words ought not to be there. It's wonderful counselor. That's what it is. Wonderful counselor. And that means extraordinary strategist. Praise God. So I'm going to read it right. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Everybody say Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. Come on. Let's go again. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Say it with me. Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. That's amazing. What a revelation from God to us. I'm going to explain a little bit to you what he's talking about here. And then he goes in verse number 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Of the increase and the greatness of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And we say amen to that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I want to explain to you what it's talking about, because here is tremendous revelation from God. Through the prophet Isaiah, when he tells us, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He says, and the government shall be on his shoulder. The government shall be on his shoulder. In other words, he will be responsible for the government. It will be his government. It shall be upon his shoulder. And that says a lot, which we may not go into tonight, but that means a lot. The government shall be upon his shoulder and his name. So I want to explain what this is about. In these four names of Jesus that he gives to us. First, he says, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. In other words, this son that was given for us, this child that was born, this son that was given, is going to be a ruler. So he says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. He's going to be a ruler. He'll have authority. He'll have a government. There's no government without a structure. But it says the government shall be upon his shoulder, not upon his head. Upon his shoulder. That means that the government will rest on his body. That means that his body will be responsible for the rulership. That means that his body will exercise his authority. So the exercise of his government will be through his body, because the government is upon his shoulder. In fact, the word translates to back, and that means from the back of the neck. That's what he's talking about. When he says from the back of the neck, like when you carry something like a burden and you take it over. From the back of the neck down. So that means, except the head, everything else shoulders the responsibility of government. So his government shall be upon his shoulder. It will rest with his body. Then he tells us, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, which translates to Extraordinary Strategist. Immediately, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is revealed from there, because he calls him the amazing, the awesome, extraordinary counselor. He's a counselor. That's why you have the words Wonderful Counselor, Extraordinary Counselor. And we talked about a counselor there, an advisor who is strategic. Who helps you win in life. Who guides you in such a way you never lose. You're a winner all the time. You're victorious all the time. Because he is the extraordinary strategist. this counselor. And you remember that's one of the names of the seven spirits of God. The spirit of counsel and might. Do you remember that? Isaiah chapter 11 when you read in verse number 2. He goes on to tell us about the spirit of counsel. And in St. John's Gospel chapter 14, when you read in verse number 16, I'd like to read that for you. And I'm going to be reading it to you from the King James and also from the Amplified Translation. First from the King James. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And the word comforter is the parakletos. And the Amplified Translation gives us seven synonyms that that word translates into. He goes, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. So comforter is number one. It translates to comforter. Then it goes in parenthesis. You see the rest of them. Counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. That he may remain with you forever. So the Holy Ghost is a counselor. And so he is letting us know the ministry of Jesus will come to us through the Holy Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Extraordinary Strategist. That's the first thing we notice. Look at it. I want you to understand what he's talking about, because this reveals to us the prophetic plan of God. Right from when the son is born, the child is born, the son is given. Look at it. It says, unto us a child is born. He grows up. As a son, he is given. When he is given, the next thing that happens is, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he comes to minister to us through the Holy Ghost. The extraordinary strategist, wonderful counselor. And throughout the church age, he ministers as the wonderful counselor, the Holy Ghost. So during this whole period, our relationship with Jesus Christ is through the Holy Spirit. Our relationship with the Heavenly Father is through the Holy Spirit. Look at it again. First, he's born as a child. He's given, he's offered as a son. The ministry of the Spirit takes over as the extraordinary strategist, the wonderful counselor. And then, at the end of the church age, he comes as the mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794.
God bless you.